Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding on Tzamach Dalet Amid Beis. I think we probably would like to speak about Barbara Bashir on Yontif to elaborate more on this, the data that we left off. By the case of the Ketuka Gregoris and three, it's already a sugya that I'd rather deal with on Yontif. But even though we said, the basics, the Rishonim that we have.
Yeah.
But the Mitzvah Hashem, I hope maybe to elaborate on one of the days of Yom Tov. I'm not saying which day of Yom Tov, because this way, if you have a suffix, it'll come all the days. Look. Okay. I want to welcome back Yitzchak, who's here. We're holding on. No. No, he didn't go. But Tzamach Dalet, we're holding Tzamach Dalet of his vase. I want to move today, make up ground over here. We were doing so well, then yesterday we fell behind.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Does Margaret short anymore?
Yeah, it's there. We talk from Dinam of clothes, of doing the carbonas, of the hefshit, the things that we said yesterday, and all the Dinam that we had here. Maser Maisa, Maser Machshava, what that is. Yes. Mitzvah Sa'aymer. Lahavi Minat Karev. If you can, you bring from the close proximity. Lo bikir hakarav. If the one that place where it's carved is not ripen, lo bikir hakarav li rishalayim evin asay bikol makayim. If it's not ready, it's not ripe. You can bring it from anywhere. It has to be Eretz Israel. But you bring but evin asay bikol makayim. Maise shabaha aymer begin as trifin. Not as trifin. There were these places that it came from. My time, what's the reason why you bring from the, what's the reason that you bring from the Karav? Ima Yisema, Mishum Karmel, the Ima Yisema, Shum Demavir Nala Mitzvahs. One is, if you can bring it from the close, you have to bring it close. Demavir Nala Mitzvahs, you can do it from that right away, so we do it. And the other side is that it's Carmel. To Carmel, Rashi says, Tankriv Rach Umale. You bring it when it's soft and full. Shetehei Hatvua Raka, that it should not be hard. It should be soft. Vinimlelis Biyad, you should be able to roll it. And to be mild it, that when you squeeze it, you roll it with your fingers, it should be able to come out from the husk. If you're going to bring it from far away, that's the problem. It's going to, the wind is going to come, it's going to harden, it's going to be much harder to get the kernels from the husk. And this way, it doesn't harden, it doesn't get cold. And you're able to get the kernels out more easily. Okay, my session, oh, I'm a beginner street.
What does keres mean?
Carmel means that it's moist. Soft, moist, like moist or soft, like a pillow.
Right.
A car. It's like a pillow. And the keres means that it's rough. It's rough flour. That's garis is after you made it into the flour already. It's rough. It's as opposed to being something which is soft like soilus. Garis, it's garis. You made it into the flour, it's rough.
That's garis because it's barley cider?
No, it could be that, no. Yeah. Maise shabaha aymer beginis rif. Now turn around, Bob. Shitsaro machin meis chashmada is alzah. Bahaya Hurkinis Mibuchutz Maristamus Mibufim. When there were sort of civil war during the, right before, this is really the precursor to the Romans, they had the two factions of Klal Yisrael, and one shows who is in the answer, different kersois, both the comments, one way, here we have another way, here it's there it says the other way, but here it's the other way. And there were two factions of Klal Yisrael that were antagonistic to each other. But they were all Yidden. They were Yidden. The people on the inside of the wall, they would have to bring the Talmud and the Beis HaMikdash, and they would give money to the ones on the outside, the Bible had Tzvinim, and they would bring in the Tzvinim. And there was somebody there amongst their factions. He was seen that he was familiar. And he whispered them an Eitzah, and Amar Lahab and Yavadis, and he said to them, as long as the ones on the inside are Isaac, in Avaida, they have the schus, einim tsarim b'yedchem. They are not going to be nitzar on you, that you're coming to besiege them. The machar, shilshlah dinar mekupa, the same thing as they always did. They would give them money from the lishka. And instead of giving them the sheep, the helem chazir. When they brought it up in the chayma, not si parna b'chayma, it stuck its nails. I don't know what to call it by a chazir. But he's nazar, it's Israel, Abba Bey of Parsis, or Abba Bey of Parsis, Parsa, and Eretz Israel shuddered, figuratively. That they said, oh, look where the Yetzer came from. Came from that person that was Makar Chachmas Yevonis. Aror Sheigadol Chazir. The Aror Sheilamed Vino Chachmas Yevonis. They made it Zerah, not to learn Chachmas Yevonis. Now that, it was regarding that Kufa, that they said that the Maisa Shabaha Eber begin a Srifin. Ushte Alechad, our Mishnah told us that they brought it from that place, but because I am. Kimata Eimer Lohamayada Mehechad, when the Eimer come, they want to bring the Eimer. Lohamayada Mehechad didn't know where to bring it from. They didn't know, weren't familiar with the alternative site. So what happened? I see Eimer, they brought an Eimer, Achrazu, I see Eimer, Achrazu, and they made an announcement. Where could we get it? What do you mean? I see, they didn't know we get where to buy it. Mecha, I see Eimer. Achrazu, us, they announced it. Who knows? Who could volunteer the information? Also, Ucharsha. And there's a person that came, he couldn't speak. I said, Chada Yada Aigra. He went and he pointed one hand to a roof. The Chada Yada Atzrifa. The other hand he placed on a hut. Abahu Mordechai. So Mordechai, exactly what this is, Pelendic thing over here. You're looking hundreds of years after Mordechai already. You're right, and here it says, Rashi says, who's this Mordechai? Mordechai is the one that we have again, that it's the same Mordechai, that Mordechai Shehem Imeach HaShmerish, Rashi learns. Tyson says, can't be, others learn that it can't be that. Amalhu Mordechai, the bottom, if you look at Tysphus, Amalhu Mordechai, it's the bottom of the oven. Rashi says it was the same Mordechai, but Mordechai and Esther. The Tema, who Loima, Sheherach Yabim, Kol Kach, took hundreds of years. They're all shame, Mordechai Harishna, Yerikwayim, Mamunim al Shema, Vishayna, Mamadim el Vikiyim, Bale Seichel, Mada, the people who are in positions of authority, and their Chachma, So they referred to them as a Mordechai. Mi'ika duchta, so he said, alright, so he said, obviously this person is pointing at one to the roof, one to a hut. Obviously his message is, it's like a pantomime. That's what he's coming to do. He's merely pantomiming over here and giving us a message. It can either be one way or the other. What mi'ika duchta? Is there a place that Sheshmam, God is Trifid? That God is Trifid? Roofs and huts? Oh, Trifid Godness, maybe it's the other way. But so they were biting the Ashkechuha, and they found it was Takazah place. He bayi also, Lasishte Alechem, Lahaviyadi Behechad Lasui. Achrazu, and they went to Mermachris, also, who Gavra Chasha. And in other words, similar mice happened. I said, Yadi Ha'ene, one hand he put on his eyes. B'chadiyada Sikra. And the other one he put on a door. B'sikra Chushim on the door.
The
socket. Okay. Amai Lahu Barthai, Omika Dukhta, Dushma Ein Sikra. Oh, Sikra Ayin. But could be Ashku and they can hear also the same thing. They got the message. It was a mice that happened by three Nashim, the Isu Shal Shlesha Kidim. Chana Amra, they were bringing the Isu three, Kidim, sets of birds that they wanted to bring. Chana Amra bringing it Lizzie Vasi. Now, what does it mean, Liz? She wants to bring a chatzis life and a nilus life? Chana Amra liyamasi, for my ocean. Now, what does she mean? So also, she thinks the ocean is like because of the flow of the dam. Also the same thing. The Chana Amra laonasi. It means liyamasi for my yaina. Also the same thing. It means oinas. The carbon for Aziva, for the Yom Shemini, love me live for them, for the time that I have to bring it. So 8 days, so she was at Zion Kiyam. Silver Bina, Sivasi, Silva Mamish. Liyamasi Mamish. That's what she means also, the same thing. Which would mean what? Each one wants the Yifus to be brought, one for Chata Soif, one for Nail Soif. And the other one says, the Ainasi is also the Ainasa. The Kulu Chata Chata is Chata Aila. They all meant the same thing. Each one referred to it in more of an oblique way to explain what kind of carbon they wanted. Amar lehu, but the chachma of this Mordechai, Amar lehu Mordechai, whether it's whatever it is, this Mordechai, Shema b'zayim sikna. How do you know that that's what she meant? Maybe she was saying, I was hemorrhaging. And because of that, I want to give a special carbon. Not for my tuba and tara. Chatasuaif. Yeah, she really would like to give a carbotina. This is her way of giving a carbotina. Shem and Isla. I want all the Islas. Shem up and Shinin. Shem up the Yab Sikna. Maybe she was really in an ocean. Shem up the Yena Sikna. Maybe she had something wrong with her eye. The Kulu Islas need them. That this way, she's bringing Iphis already. Maybe she couldn't bring a car, didn't want to bring a carpetite. She couldn't bring it. Maybe she couldn't afford a carpetite that she wanted to bring with lechem, with 40 lechem. But maybe she put that. So she brought eyeless. And she brought eyeless life. Banuk, miyashkach. And they found that that's how it was. Behind this man, that's what it means when we learn. Psachya alakinim. It says, who is the one that they appointed? Or the kedem, or the birds, in charge of the bird carpet. Zeb Mordechai. Why would the moniker for him refer to as Psachya? Shepaseach Dvarim Vidarshan. He would darshan. In other words, he would understand the person saying one thing, and he would understand that it could be it's just an oblique reference. It does not mean, it doesn't mean necessarily kemshuto. Biodeya b'shivim lasha, he understands, he's a chacha. What do you mean? What do you mean? No, shim kulung sanhedrin abiyanti shivim lasha. The Omer of Yechrin, they were shivim sanhedrin, ela bale chachma, bale mare, bale kaima, bale zikna, bale kshafim, they even have to know kishit, the aida b'shivim lasha. So that they shouldn't hear from the Turkoman, they have to be able to hear from the Edom themselves. So the reason why he's called that is because he was able to associate words, languages. He's referred to as Rosh Hashanah. He's able to go and associate mixture, to mix languages together, he's able to understand languages the way that, no matter what languages are being said. Now, of course, we have this, this is all, it's not really this, the sugya, but we have like, what we learned in Sanhedrin, what is it? Did they all have to understand? Well, or some have to understand. What's the reason? And here we have big machlokes in the Rishonim, what we talked about. How to learn the Pshatim, this in Sanhedrin, Rashi, and the other Rishonim in Sanhedrin, whether it should be a problem, it's going to be a problem of APPA, or whether or not, in other words, you have a Besdin, let's say, of Chav Gimel, and you have Edim to come and they're made in front of the Besdin of Chav Gimel, but do you have to have that the Chav Gimel, it's a Besdin that's adjudicating the case, do they have to be the Kabul? The Aedis and understand it, or you could have a Besdin of three that are Mekabel the Aedis, and they'll give it over to everybody else, and they'll all adjudicate it. Or, the same Besdin that you have to adjudicate, it has to be able to be Mekabel the Aedis. For example, let's say you would have a Besdin of Ayin Aleph. You need the Ayin Aleph be Mekabel the Aedis, and understanding it, or, you can have a Besdin of Gimel or Chav Gimel on that. You don't need the same amount of Besdin that you have to judge Dine the Fashis, Chav Gimel. They should need for Kabul Theatres. Ramban Machlaikis, Ramban, another Rishayin Ramban in Chumash. Ramban, that's the Rabbein, the Ramban, what is it, the Rabbein Asadya, the Rabbein Asadya Goyin, Dusuch. And another Rishayin, the Chiddush Yaran, these are the Chiddush Yaran in Sanhedrin, and Rashi in Sanhedrin. These are the things that we spoke about there. I mean, the Dinim that we have, that's going to be that guy here. And also, do they all have to understand Shivim Lashon, even they don't understand the Shivim Lashon? Let's go Katchila, let's be this, not Machin, but the Evit. That's the Dinim that we have here. Kesad, hey, now, of course, there are other things here also, by the way. Not Mamish Nesugim. We have here this. It says, what do we have here? Taisus comes, or Taisus Bamaxa, another thing. We dealt with it, we talked about this on the Shavuos one year. Here it says, as a klala, for a person that teaches Chachmas Yavadis. Tais says, Vahada Bashma Lukaban, we have the Gemara coming up later, the Naktanik test. The Misha Lama Kola Tyra, somebody learned Kola Tyra. Gandaba Ben Achaisa Shrabi Ishmael, Shari, he's allowed to learn Chachmas Yavanis. The Lama Shumdik said, he would be allowed except for its fact that it says, Lo Yomu Sefer Tyra Zemi Picha, Yom Haloyla. Lamadi Omar, Afila Loikara Adam Alokriyash Rashachris Viarvis. We have a Mada Omar there who holds that. Kayim mitzvahs lo yomush, he could be the Kayim of the mitzvah lo yomush, with Kriya Shemayim, with Kshachris V'yarvis, Mashma the Shari, what the Gemara says, that what will he be able to do? He'll be able to learn Yavadis. Haimu hecha de ikit sairach. So there it says, Gabishon Kabet Zaba, Shari, he's allowed to learn Chachmas Yavadis. And the Amad about the Amar says, yeah, if you hold that it can be Yitzhak, Kriyashma, Shachmas Yarvis, You can learn it. So what do you mean you can learn it? It's a klala. Can't learn chachmas. Nobody can do chachmas yavanis. Because of the klala that happened, the bar says that it totally ignores that. Taisa's bashman to shari haidu mechadik et tzairich. The shema hayakar the malchus, so therefore when it's a tzairich, it's different. Kiryashka b'saita, that the chula taisa's. So taisa's, you see, holds that when it says, according to that man, the Omar, and this is totally a big machlokes rishonim, that man, the Omar, who holds, you can be b'kayim lo yomush, with kriyash v'ashachris v'yarvis. It means, it's mutter, it would be an Isra b'tol taira. And then there we have a lot of other rishonim that argue on this, what exactly is this machlokes, what does he mean exactly? This is about the Omar who holds kriyash v'ashachris v'yarvis. You can splurge. Does he have to go? You can do other things also. Or not? Taisus is very cool in the Keshita when it comes to the Chiyuvim of the Talmud Torah. And that's not like the other Rishonim that we have, the Dharam. These are the things that we deal with then. But that's, again, it's not the Sugi here. What?
You see that Taisus is saying,
first of all, he's allowed to waste time. That's first thing. Taisus, you see, he's allowed to waste time. And number two, when he wastes the time, he's even able to do chachmas yavanis. Doesn't bother Taisus that he's wasting time. But it bothers him the fact that how is he going to waste time? Through chachmas yavanis. It's a klola. So Taisus doesn't mean that. That means, Abadi, he wouldn't be able to do that. Chachmas Yavadis, stop. He knew Chachmas Yavadis and avoid the klala of Chachmas Yavadis, where it's a tzairach. That, yeah. The klala never applied to a person who's doing it for a tzairach. He's in government. He's involved in government, so he can't do it. But if he's not doing it for that, if he's doing it, stop to waste him, let him do it with somebody else. He'll be involved with something else. That he could do. But Chavos Yavadis, he has to do it with Tzairich. But it doesn't bother the Taisvis, and this is not the issue. He wants them to go ahead and do it, Kriyash Vashachvis Yarvis, he's able to be Eitz in the Mitzvah, let him go ahead and follow the Aikis or whatever he wants. And that is a very big machlaikis that we have. This is Taisvis or Sheikha. How to learn that, how to learn the Gemara Sadarim. Yeah.
It's very interesting.
What?
Marvadula says, because
the language
you could learn
in Sarah
is
Yafis. Well, to write it, you mean. Yeah, Yafis keep the Yafis. Yeah, man. And Yafis keep the Yafis because of the mice of the 72 Skaden by Talmai. By Talmai, Abel. Hashas will learn that tomorrow, Megillah also. What is the reason that Yavobis, Yafis keep the Yafis or because of the Takana by Talmai, Abel? How do you reconcile the two things of that Gemara Gufa? Yes. Very good. Ketzad Hein Eitzit. Now what? What is the procedure that we have in bringing the Karmid Ha'emer? Ketzad Hein Eitzit. So appropriate this year also. We get we always talk about it on Pesach, the Dinam of the Karmid Ha'emer. Mom is coming up in 2 weeks. Ketzad Hein Eitzit.
Thursday night,
we have
a field trip.
Yeah. Ketzad Hein Eitzit. Shluchei Bez Behar. The Shluchei Bez and Yaitzit Meyarev Yantif. The Shluchei Bez went out from Erev Yantif, the Yaitzit Eitzit, Kariches, Mabachumar Lekarka. They would go out and prepare for the big harvest, for the big event. And to make it easier to harvest then, they would go, take ropes or something, kriches, they would tie the growths of the barley bushes. That this way they'd be able to take the sickle and just give a swipe at it. So they would tie them together.
Rebbe spoke about which fields they were. And they run
the what?
Rebbe spoke about that Gemara Bava Metzia, about who owned the fields. Rebbe spoke about that they used to...
Yeah, by Shemitah, you mean.
Yeah, by Shemitah.
That's by Shemitah. Yeah, that's
so, whose field is it, this one? Let's say on a regular year.
On a regular year.
Was it Hegesh's field?
Yeah. No, it didn't make a difference. Whoever they would deal, I mean, they would make up with him. Whatever may come available, either it was Hefker, or else even if it belonged to a person, they could buy it.
And then they'd buy it.
Could
buy it on Yantif.
No, do it before. They prepare before. So then it says, so what would they do? They would tie it together to make it easier later on Yantif, or actually on Matzah Yantif. They would go and they would harvest it. That's a chalamite, and that's matzah yotah. And they did it with a great deal of pageantry. Fanfare. And then they would have pageantry here. What would they do? Everybody would gather together. They wanted a god to parad. When it got dark, yes, the time has come. The sun has set. The sun has set. Yeah, it says twice over here. It's only an example twice. Three times they said it. This is a sense of the Mishnah, gives it twice, but there was more, it was three times. Let's see why. Ba'ashem ha'shamar hit, ba'adol zu, this sickle. Aymer hit, yes, this sickle, ba'adol zu. Kupazu, this box. Each one was a Shabbos. You do it on Shabbos also? Now that it's Shabbos, maybe? I'm a lad Shabbosu. Amar. A Shabbosu. Amar hit. Shabbosu. Amar hit. Exar. The hey, let me look, sir. Yeah. Go do it. Exar. The hey, look, sir. Shalish beyond. You told them three times this. I'll go davar v'davar on everything you say. It took all three. It's all part of the pageantry. Behein Imrim, hey. Kukach Lama, why do they have to do it like this? Mipnei ha'baisusim, shayu Imrim, exir, v'sah Imrim, v'matzah yantif. They bedavke did it with all the fanfare. La'fuki from the Talmidim, the baisus, together with Tzadik, by Talmidim of Atikvah Shishaychai, and they were apikorsa because based on the teachings which they misinterpreted, they thought that what did they hear? Atikavada Basham Shimon Sarava Manas and Kabul Pras. Hello, they interpret his meaning because there is no schar v'aydish, which there are no schar v'aydish, and therefore they went and they distorted everything. They didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Ped. They believed in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, but not in the Torah Shabbat Ped. And therefore they interpreted, like we'll see coming up later on, that there by Machras Shabbos. They always went and harvested the Eimer on the first Motzoi Shabbos. Shabbos after Yontif. Sometimes they didn't go and harvest the Eimer and bring it. It could have been a week after Yontif. Let's say Yontif came out on a Sunday. Let's say Pesach came out on a Sunday. When would they go and harvest the Eimer?
3 weeks.
They'd wait a week. If they wouldn't bring the Eimer until after Pesach is even over.
Now, then surely
Shavuot
is going to be
late. And because of that, Shavuot is going to be late also. And because of that, Shavuot is going to be Chadishim Yom from then. And that's what's the distortion. The day then. And so they lafuke from them, that's why we did all this.
That is 16. They wouldn't do it on the 16th as we do it.
Not on the 16th. No, they could do it whenever that would fluctuate. Sometimes, as long as it came out on a Sunday. According to them, Shavuos always came out on a Sunday.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. On Memorial Day.
What?
On Memorial Day also.
No.
It was a single holiday.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Never on Sunday. Yeah. They said it was always on Sunday. No. All right.
It's an old song.
What?
No,
you're the only one that knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But nobody else has any idea. You have to be holding it out of us. Richard will know, but that's never on Sunday. Yeah, you need the old timers to know what that is. All right. The Rabbanan now. Elay Yomaya, and the Brisa we have. Elay Yomaya, the lovely Sadar behind. These are days, Yontif, where there's an Isser of Titus. And of these days, not only is there an Isser of Titus, some of these Yomim Tovim that they instituted, I mean, Tzatzot is even, the Lola Mishmai Baho, that they're not allowed to say a Hesped. Some days they were only Usher Batitis. Some days they were Usher even at Sega Hesbit. From the beginning, from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until the eighth day of Nissan. They made a Takana Isukam, there was a Yontif, and they made a Yontif then. Not to say, not to fast. And even not to say a husband. Isuka to me the lola mispaid, not to even say a husband. Ubitmanya bay. Let's see what this is all about. And from the eighth day until the end of Yontif. It was already calculated, it was already set when the Yontif of Shavuos was going to be, which was also a big cause for the Yontif, because it was also Lafukim Tamidim Abaisus. They, according, once we had it like this, it was already established, we knew that Shavuos was going to come out on the right day. Not like them, that Shavuos would come out would fluctuate. We know when they would have Shavuos coming out 50 days from the from when they bring the Omer. Therefore, by us, there were two Takanas of Yomim Tovim. What were they about? Well, one, the second one is because we have Shavuos properly. Well, what about the first one also? What happened then? What was so great about that? Isuka Tamida, the Lola Mishbeg. Why? Shayin Stukim Ibrahim, that Stukim would say. There was a big thing here. Yachid Misnade Vumevi Tamit. The Tamit did not have to be brought by the Tzibur. A Yachid was able to bring it. Why? Why did they say that? My drash is a kemes ha echot tase va biker. The word tase is singular. And they thought that a yachid could bring it. It's a kemes ha echot tase va biker. It's a kemes ha sheni tase beto arbayim. Maya hadru, what did Chazal come and say to refute them? They argued with them. It's Karbodni Lachmi Lishai Tishmaru. You do it the plural. Everything did not come from a Yachid. It came from the Trumas Halishka. Well, wait, hold on. Let me finish reading it first. Boyim and Trumas Halishka. Bitmanya Bey and Saint Moada. That already was a different thing, like we just explained before. The Tyson Khagan the Shmuaya the Lola Mispe Chayu by Susan by Brim. because there the my susim would say at Saris is Achar Shabbos. Shmuis is always on a Sunday. Shmuis will always be on a Sunday because it's always 50 days after the not promised labor. And that came only after on Shabbos, after Shabbos. Why would you say such a thing, crazy Meshuggah thing? Everybody was intimidated. He thought he was a wise guy. The Omar, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why in Israel, he was an Ayah of Yodea, and he knew Shat Seres, Yemechadu. The Omar is only one day Shavuos. Omar, so what happened for Tikta Achar Shabbos? His Masaka this way, for after Shabbos this way, Shabbos and Sunday, it's a long weekend.
What about Pesach?
Yeah, Gedeshi, Yisrael, Misagin, Shnei Yomim. This way, German, Oynik Yotta for 2 days. Yeah, Karama, but the Gedeshi, that's a week, seven days. Shlukis, Pesach, but Shmuas is only one day. Karama, Mikrazeh. He's like, what do you think this is? We'll come right back to this. But he said, but he went, and Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai came, and he answered this person. A flippant, think the wise guy. He said, they could have gone to Eretz Yisrael traveling 11 days. The Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you say? He said, I am Israel, are you? Lama Yichram Aminbar Baim Shana, 40 years, because of the Maisa of Meraglin, 40 years. Amalo Rabbi Bechachata Batrani. Is that what he, it's because of Meraglin, when he went, that's how you're coming and refuting me. So he said, Amalo Shaita. It's how he answered it. Amalo Shaita, below the Heitaira Shlema Shalanu. We're going over here with Divrei Torah, and you give me because you want a long weekend, and that Moshe Rabbeinu went and instituted it himself. We're talking about tomorrow, Mishalaylam over here. We're going to cut him to Bria of Alpine Shadda, and you come and you're like I say, Azacha Svaris over there, you want a long weekend to make people happy.
What's the Svaris? Moshe Rabbeinu
wasn't the one. And that's all part of it, because I had nothing, you're 100% right. And it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu either.
Yeah, the
time is. You're right. And also, it was all part of the Kvira.
That was the core.
That was the core of the Kvira. Yes, yeah.
The
Kvira says that. Now, sometimes we wanted to bring out this thing. What, Yotif? Was what the from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until the 8th of Nissan, that was one yontif was, what did they say? That a yachid is able to bring a carbon tumid. And they were, because it says Tassava Biker, it's a Tassava Biker. What was the reputation of them? Tishmeru, because it has to be brought from Chubas Alishma. Now, we know that there really is a machloikis in this. Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanu, what is the Talmud on? Shemaliyim to Rabbi Yofi Yofi or not? What happens where we have a carpet seymour? Let's say a musaf. And somebody comes and he says, I want to pay for the musaf. And I'm gonna get over to the seymour. I know that a carpet musaf has to be a carpet seymour. I know that. But I want this chus. I want to give it, pay for the tzibur. I'm giving it over to the tzibur completely. Rabbi Yossi holds he can do that. Rabbi Yossi, similar to that, right? The Mavu V'Kayin Gadol could do that. So we hold that, you don't have, so over there, we hold that he can do that even. Rabbi Yossi holds he can do it for our carpet tzibur. There's no kshia shemelayim to Rabbi Yofi Yafa. On the other hand, the Rabbanit hold no. We have to be choshish. Maybe he didn't give it over for the tzibur, because there we have a big problem. What do you mean, Chayshish? He said he's giving it over. So what happened to Varm Shemalev? Mishlamel Skasha Nechashkol. But we, so what is what like is whether he can do that or not. Varm Mabetziyat, Kufyat Ches. So we have this. But sometimes, if let's say he gave it over for Gablev Shalom, like you said, let's say by the mother of the Kai Gavel, she made Big Day Kahuna. Well, so was it the carbon itself? Then even the Rabbanan agree that Shemalay, there's no Shemalay, Yitzhar, Yafi Yafi. What did we have before? We had the Maslaikis, Ben Bukhri, but the Gemara that we had before, a Memvav. We had a Maslaikis, Rabbi Yechad Ben Zakkai, Ben Bukhri, whether they could even give the Shkolim. Toysis is the Kashet Yuma. What happened with it? Why is this an option? If they want to give it over, they can give it over. But Abishemalay, Yitzhar, Yafi Yafi. Taisa had that kasha, and left Lamed Hay and Yuma. So what Taisa answered, if everybody else is giving it, even if they don't have to give it, if they don't want to be different than everybody else, they give it B'lay Shalom also. So if the only reason is a practical one, that the Rabbanan don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds, yeah? So what would they say? They hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yossi, a person will go to the Tumit, and Tumit will say, I want to give the Tumit. I'm giving it to the Tzibur. He could do that. Pashas. So what's going on here? What did they hold? What did they hold? They held, but they held like Rabbi Yossi, too. They're not all about Rabbi Yossi, all the same thing. So the Chaira, what they would have to say is, Chaira would have to say, Rabbi Yossi holds the reason is Shem because he gives it over to the Tzibur. They didn't want to give it over to the Tzibur. And so they had the Tishmeru. Now, so which means what? What they held, remember, they only said it by the Talmud. What about by Musafim or any other Karvat Tzibur? They agreed to that. The only reason why they said that a Yachid Gizu is because it said Tasa. Other Karvat Tzibur were not. What did the Rabbanim come and they said? The Rabbanim came and said it has to be Dafke from Tishmeru and it had to be from Trumas HaLishka. It has to be from Trumas HaLishka. But the Rabbanit said though that it had to be Dafke for Trumas HaLishka. What does it mean? Dafke Trumas HaLishka? It wouldn't have to be Dafke Trumas HaLishka. The main point is that he should give it over. Yafi Yafi. Let's say that for Trumas HaLishka. As long as he's giving it over to the Tzibur.
Then
who?
Rabbi
Yossi holds it here.
They're
motives. Where were they wrong? I mean, they obviously, the Gemara's not saying that this is the same like it's Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yossi holds it, it doesn't have to come from Trumas HaLishka. The person can pay for it, as long as he gives it over to the Tzibur. What are the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim would also agree to that. Since Shemalim say Yafi Yafi, that's the only reason why. That's what I mean. So what's a Pasuk? What are we using for the Pasuk? That's right, what are we using for the Pasuk? The Pasuk is a Trumas HaLishka. First of all, doesn't have to come. What? The Gemara is conventioning over here with the Trumas HaLishka. Let's shaitu b'elechem adam. Here it says, Tishmash you, kulam bayim with Trumas HaLishka. What was he really saying? No. He's saying they had to come by Trumas HaLishka. What he really should have told them was, what do you mean? It has to be given over to the Tzibur. It has to, if you hold that shit, there's a chashash. That he's Shemalayim Serein Yafe Yafe. Alright, so the Avad is going to be no different than any other carbon. And if you hold, that there's no Shash, so Enchanami, you would be right. What's this thing with he's telling you that in the Trumas HaLishka? The Chorus is not to the point. Let's say, Bussi Rapalaha here, and you got me this. He's based on the Pasuk. Right. This is my problem. He's bringing it because it says Tishmeru. He's bringing it Tishmeru. What do you mean? It's not, Tishmer was telling you that it has to come from Chubas Halishka. I would say the Chavre doesn't have to come from Chubas Halishka. Let's say it didn't come from Chubas Halishka, and the Iker is that he gave Yafa Yafa. Rabbi Yosef, oh, that's fine. And what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan would also agree to that, except if he would give a shot. You know, no din, I said, Dafka for Chubas Halishka. Unless he'll tell me there's something special about a Tabit that makes it different than every single other thing.
No, it's not true. Because
it might be true because the evidence is if we have whatever the Gemara, for example, if there's a gather that we have by the of the tzibur by a tabit, that makes a difference than a musaf. Poshet, you will learn every carpet tzibur is the same thing. A musaf, a tabit, it's all bought by the tzibur. Or unless you tell me it's not. Remember when the Gemara says, Tayyadim Bavaydasa, Yisra, Tayyadim Bavaydasa, Levi'im Meduchanam, the Yisrael B'mamada, the Yisrael's B'mamada, the Maimed, what is that then? Because they're the Bible above the carpet?
We have to always be
there. What?
Somebody has to be there.
The carbon is a lot of current. Who ain't I'm an Al-Kabab. What should that go on? What carbon? What?
Tamid.
Tamid have already come in Tzibur.
Yeah.
Rashi always says the Tamid.
Really?
Rashi always says the Tamid. Yet Rashi Megillah. What's that? The Israelites have been going. Is there a din of the Mahmudis then by all the other Kabbalists? We should say, yeah, why not? Rashi always refers to the Tzibidim.
On a daily basis,
so it's only. That's the Balabatish, but he doesn't say the Yisrael Mamadim always goes on the Tmidim. The Mashmos is that the Bailist, or the role of the Tzibur, and Tatamin again, Abbasi Raklahayer at this point, is different than the role by have by other Kabbalists. It would seem to me, therefore, the Din of Aminda that we have. You know who is Bayrach at this point? Reb Shmuel Deutsch, the Zechet Zadik Livrach. In his Sefer on Chumash. On Berchus Kayin, right. Berchus Kayin. Huh?
Berchus is the one who introduced me to it.
I thought you were the one that introduced me to it.
No,
Berchus
was on the Yakuza.
All right. I think you're the one that introduced me to.
So what happened
to
this? They had debate?
No. Yeah, so they debated.
Well,
it shows what they did. No, it shows what they did, you mean. Yeah. And then what Jonathan is asking, I saw that the Reb David Soloveitchik, what did they do while the debate was going on? So he said there wouldn't be such a problem because everybody agrees it could be by the tzibur. Everybody, even the by the tzdukim, would agree that. So there was not a problem what they did during the time of the debate until the resolution was they did something and everybody would agree. Huh?
Yeah. Where was the debate wrong today?
What do you mean? They debated it for 8 days. After the 8 days, there was a resolution. And he came out.
They had control of the
Nikos. Yeah. They were very powerful group. Yeah, right now. Okay, but Basi Raklahayana got me this. Basi Raklahayana got me this. No, so now it is Megaya by us. That we don't say Dach, but we don't say the whole Nisim.
We don't
say Dach. This is the Nisim. Yeah, remember, it's the Nisim. Why you want to bring the Nisim off the Nisim?
This week also.
What? Oh, really?
Because
of
the
main law,
they don't say either.
Of course, it's about the main law. Come give a letter.
They don't say it's the
custom.
Get down the right
way. I said it's
the custom.
Yeah.
Okay.
23rd?
Oh, wait. 23rd,
no
time.
23rd water, 120 cup gimbal water, so she was about to be Lewin. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What about cup gimbal tapes?
Huh?
He came up with something else.
The Rebbe is also part because he
are in the right place.
Yeah. Rebbe, because my agreement between them in the bus in the after Hasinai, it says Shem the play the agree for Mishalahem after Asvachim Milchay Gashem Li.
What?
By Asvachim he Gashem Li by Midbus.
Yes.
So you have a precedence for this that Shem the Levi has donated it.
Yeah.
So the
zebra
on the half.
Yeah.
Of all the.
Yeah. That's
all.
Yeah, and they do that.
Yeah, you know that. That's like everybody. You never doesn't say over there it's Rabbi Yossi. That's because like Rabbi Yossi. Not Rabbi Yossi, I believe he is Rabbi Yossi.
I don't know.
My bossy rap the higher than that be this. Now. Now, let's take a look what that we have over here. Okay, so now the Gemara says, now, what was the mistake? Why did they hold what they held? And why, what is our way of refuting? And we have numerous ways to refute what they held. This is what he told them, Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai. It's what he told them. One pasuk says, count 50 days. The chasuv echad aimer sheva shabbosos to be my siyana. Count 7 weeks. Count 7 weeks means what?
49 weeks.
It means you count from Sunday to Shabbos. Tosis does come over here, and he does say something we should at least bemerk. Kasuv echad aimer, the pasuk says tisperu chamishig yayim, count 50 days. Bring Tosis a kasha. We don't count 50 days. V'taymar b'halo lo safrin and elementes yayim. Well, how do we reconcile what we do together with the pasuk? Yeshleimar. The Torah never says count 50. The Ahi come across. Ad bimacharas hashabas hashreyes shehu chamishim yai chamishim chisbru. Count until the 50th day.
Like I'm born your count.
No. What it means is, to who that is the 50th day, Tisperu. Don't do the act of counting 50. Count until day number 50. That's what it means. Inami, Chamishim Yayin, Tisperu. Chamishim Yayin, Tisperu. What is it going on? But I'd lay on the chlal, and in the 50th day you'll bring the carbon.
And there's a tifcha underneath this room.
Yeah. Okay.
So that tells you.
Yeah, okay. But how do you reconcile that? But on the other hand, it says 7 complete weeks, which means that you start from Sunday. Because of that, I'm a Shem Shabbos to be Musti and Hakeza. Kan be Yantav Shechaliyash be Shabbos. Kan be Yantav Shechaliyash be Yantzah Shabbos. If the Yontif is Kal Liyos B'Shabbos, so when is it that it's brought the Yomer? Sunday. Then you count. That's the reason there you count 7 weeks. But if it didn't, it comes in the middle of the week, so you count that way. Rebbe Lezer, I'm married on Tzarek, you don't need that. Harehu Eimer. Tisbar Loch, spiritually and based in, Loch is one body, the body of Bez in singular Lashon. Sheheim Yaidim the Chadesh, that they know how to, because of Kiddush HaChadesh, and therefore, Ben Machras HaShabbos, it's be Machras Yantif. Yantif Shabbos Bereshit, Shesvimrasa, B'chol Adam. It's the one that, the bet that's in charge of that Svira, which means, kind of from Rosh Chodesh that you count, not Shabbos Bereshit that you count from. That's something which is up to everybody. It's not up to one singular body. And Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a Torah by the Yom and Mekadesh Chodesh. On the one hand, the Torah says when you're Mekadesh Chodesh, you count the number of days, 30 days, and you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. I'm on the Yom and Mekadesh Chodesh with the same thing that the Torah tells us to be Mekadesh Shavuos. Meaning what? Ma Chodesh, Samach Lebiyasa Nikah. Just like by the concept of the Chodesh, Samach to the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, it's always Nikah. That the past, that you can't see the moon. Right? There's no moon there. It's Nikar there. Afatzeres. Samach, before Shavuos comes, the carrot says, why? Because you always know when it's gonna start. You know what the second day Pesach is. Second day Pesach is like that. You're gonna say that Shavuos comes always on a Sunday. So right before that, how you gonna know beforehand when it really takes place? In other words, what's the Gemara saying? This is a difficult thing here. What the Gemara means by this, because if we take a look, let's see the way Rashi says, Afat Sarah Samach Biyasa. Afat Sarah Samach Biyasa. Minyan Achabishim Nikir Lahem Yayim Kavua Shiaschina Lignaisbo. The Haidam Ibacharas Yanta Frishin. She'im Abtidim Adiyacha HaShabbos. You're gonna wait till after Shabbos. Then it's Ein Shab Heker Yom Kavua. You don't know. The Pabbi Shabbos can leave this be in Zion, Pabbi be in Ches. You never know when the beginning of the count is gonna take place. In later, yeah.
Some of the Biyat is very misleading.
What?
Some of the Biyat is very misleading. You're talking about starting.
The starting point. Yeah, because you can't tell when the starting point is going to be.
But you know
it's starting. Yeah. Rabbi Yishmael, Oimer, Amra Torah Havei Oimer, Bepesach, Shtei Alecha, Be'atzeres. Malahalan Regel, Utchilas Regel, just like by one. It's by the beginning of the Regel, like by Tzeres, and Shtei Alecha. Shtei Alecha is, of course, that day. God, regel by Pesach, it's also done by the beginning of the regel. Machrez Shabbos, not to wait till later. You're gonna do it from the beginning of the Yontif. First, second day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Imer, Nebar, Shabbos, Lamaila. All these things, by the way, the Gemara's gonna say later on, they can have a pircha. These are not earth-shattering limudim. The Gemara's gonna say, and then the end that all these limudim we can dingzach with over here. I think, the Iker reason is because of another reason. The Gemara later on in Amar Alf and Samach Vav, it's going to go and refute all these things, not an earth shattering riot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Nemer Shabbos Labayla, Nemer Shabbos Labata. We have the word Shabbos when it comes to Shtei Alechem. What does it say? What does Hashabbos Hashvius mean? Shabbos Hashvius means Hashabbos until the then, right till Shavuos. Shabbos Hashvius. Ma'ala halad regel, utchilas regel. Ma'ala halad regel, shabbos la'afkad regel, shabbos la'afkad regel. Yeah. So there, it means the Yontif, Shavuos. And here also, it's going to mean the Yontif also. Not Shabbos.
In the original,
now, who shows what this is? What do you mean? Everybody has to do it. So it could mean, as opposed to Pesach. Or someone learned, Sama Sfera, that means that you can't be mighty somebody in a Sfera. It would be a Dishamer Kaida. Or it means Bezna, that'll be the pushing away. Mechaz Chinuch, it shows whether or not can be mighty somebody in a Sfera. The Machras are Shabbos, the Machras Yantav. Oh, wait, all the Machras Shabbos are voracious. Rabbi Yisrael, Behuda, I'm a Hareo, I'm a Tisbru Chamishim Yayim. Call Spherois, Shata Cypher, Lo Yiu, El Chamishim Yayim. Or, that could be 15. Time about Machras Shabbos. If you're going to say that it means we Machras Shabbos voracious, Gabim Shata might say, Chamishim Yayim. Sometimes you're going to wind up counting 51. Now, tell us what the Gemara means by this. No, it's when will the beginning of the count begin, if according to the by Susan? After they bring the Omer. The Gemara is assuming that according to them, you're going to start anyway after, from the beginning, before the week comes. You have to wait another week. But the counting, according to them, is going to come out from before. This is already a shvera thing. Because they would seem, the Gemara is assuming that according to them, you would have had to bring the Yomer a week later or after Shabbos. But when will the count begin? Before that. So the Gemara is saying, you're not always going to wind up counting 50 days. There'll be always 50 days from when you bring the Omer. But the count is not going to be 50 days. And sometimes it might be 55, 56 days. And that's a shvah, what they held by Susan. But why the Gemara assumes that way? This is already a problem. But,
According to them,
it's going to be a week later. Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday, the seventh Sunday. There's no such thing, according to them, as a Shavuos that comes out at any other day of the week except for Sunday. It's exactly 7 weeks after the Omer that was brought. The Omer is always brought on Sunday.
And they also want a two-day Yom.
The what?
The guy said they also want to make a two-day
Yom. No, that was the reason it's on Sunday.
But
that was the chesed of why it is like that. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, ain't no tzarich, you know, he can bring other rayas. Rehu Omer, tisper loch, chad svira, tuliyim bebezdin. Now when we have loch, again, because of the singular loch, and svira is tuliyim bebezdin, yotzo shabbos bereshis, shesvira sabacholonim. Everybody, you wouldn't be called the Sviri, you're going to write a count from Shabbos. Shabbos is by everybody. So what's the Sisper of Shabbos? Obviously, we're referring to the Yontif, it's referring to the Shabbos. Not Shabbos, not referring to the Shabbos Kodesh, Saturday, not that. Saturdays is every week. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm Ebi Macharas HaShabbos, it's me Rachamas Yontif. Ato Eben Macharas Yontif, Oedem Elemi Macharas Shabbos, Voracious. Maybe it means Sunday. No. Amrim Chinem Eben Macharas HaShabbos. Shabbos Soich HaPesach. Does it say, Macharas Shabbos that comes sometime in the middle of the week of Pesach? Velo Leinem Elemi Macharas HaShabbos, Nechol HaShana Kula, Velei HaShabbosis. You have to go ahead and pick out one Shabbos. How are you going to pick out one Shabbos? The whole year is full of Shabbosos. Say you have a dike, Ezer Shabbos. You go out and you have to go and see which is the one that Shabbos comes out. If you're going to say that it refers to Shabbos, to Saturday, right? There's nothing unique about this. Then you have to go, Rashi, let's see if there's a Rashi. If you're going to say the time of Shabbos Babish, let's say it means Shabbos. Tzayu v'dayk eiza Shabbos. Elavada yontif shel Pesachu. You have to go out and check how you're going to tell which one it is. So therefore, obviously, which is the one that we are referring to? We're referring, obviously, to Yontif, to the day of Pesach, to the first day of Pesach. All right, Mitzvah, we'll pick up and hear this. We'll have to be matched with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.